96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. These days, we hear a lot about diversity. Diversity in the workplace, diversity for organizations, and in society as a whole. But in 2016, what does it mean for modern professionals and the businesses that employ them? Well, joining me to talk about it is attorney and TV personality Star Jones. She's also president of the Professional Diversity Network of the National Association of Professional Women. For our listeners tonight, what are your experiences, good or bad, as it relates to diversity issues? Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Daily Drum, WHUR. Star Jones, nice to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, Earl. I'm so glad to get a chance to speak to you. I apologize to your listeners if I sound a little congested today. I am on my second round of antibiotics for bronchitis, which I think everybody is going through right now. But I am sitting here, literally, at the Embassy Suites here in Crystal City in order to prepare for our big diversity career fair tomorrow. And I'm just listening the way you did that intro. You have really put your finger on the issue that it should be on the front burner for every American business, how to incorporate diversity and inclusion into your business as a business imperative, not just as an emotional issue you want to get behind.
Well, how would you define diversity in the modern workplace, whether it's big business for profit or organizations, even governmental agencies?
You know, I have spent the last couple of years really trying to redefine diversity. People, when they think diversity, race immediately. And our diversity does indeed include African Americans, Asian, Latinas. But it also has expanded to include the LGBT community, the disabled, veterans, and the largest diverse group, which is women. And what we've done in expanding the definition of diversity is what we've done is we've said when you open the door and or invite other people at the table, you bring more creativity, you bring a more collaborative work environment, and you bring a diverse group of opinions. And what that does is affects the bottom line of every business. And I'm not telling you something to make you feel good. I'm not telling you something because as a black woman, it enhances me or my community. I'm telling you something as a businesswoman that grows your business. And that's why diversity and inclusion has been sort of my mainstay for the last few years.
Before we get deeper into this issue, you mentioned that you are in Crystal City. You're not just visiting for sightseeing. You're here for a networking and job opportunity event. You were here last year for it. I remember talking to you about that. For those who aren't familiar with it, please share that with our listeners, please.
Oh, absolutely. The Professional Diversity Network and the National Association of Professional Women put on diversity career fairs across our country. There are over 20 of these for the 2016 calendar year. And this one in the D.C. metropolitan area, or as you all like to call it, the DMV, is tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. And we're going to have a number of employers who have said, we are looking for diverse candidates. And we're going to have, right now, we have over 600 people already registered to come in to be a part of this. And it is 100% free for anyone that fits within those diverse categories that I just outlined for you to come if you're looking for a job, meaning an active job seeker, or you're looking for a new opportunity, and I call that a passive job seeker, which, quite frankly, all of us are. You know, we're always looking for the next opportunity. What's going to be the thing that grows our success? And I'm back here in the DMV for the sole purpose of bringing job opportunities to this community. Mm-hmm. We really want to grow diversity and inclusion in all aspects, and there will be private sector employers as well as public sector employers as well as nonprofit employers and different associations that we have brought in that can encourage our attendees. Additionally, Harold, what we are doing is some educational sessions. I always put it in terms that I can remember. It's from my old law school days. I call it EARN. You're going to have employers. You're going to have access. You're going to have recruitment tools, which are like resume tools. And then you're going to have networking. And you'll get it all for free at the Embassy Suites in Crystal City tomorrow.
Okay. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to a TV personality and attorney, Star Jones, about diversity. If you have an experience you want to share with us or a question for Star Jones, please give us a call. Lines are open. Let's talk to Sasha calling from Baltimore. Sasha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hey.
I'd just like to say that I think diversity in the workforce, in the workplace, is definitely growing. As you all indicated, it's definitely now inclusive in terms of hiring, you know, people that are eccentric, unique, as you mentioned, people that are in the lesbian and gay and transgender community, et cetera. So those are really, really wonderful things. It's definitely being diverse in terms of people who probably don't have the necessary background in those fields, that because they do have a passion and a want, that employers are now still hiring them. My question, though, to you and Star is, once the people get hired that are diverse, because diversity is now starting to be a part of the core values in every company now, diversity, diversity, diversity. But my question is like, what's being done to, like, coach and develop them? Like, other than just giving them a job and saying, okay, hey, you know, we're paying you, you know, you're getting X, Y, and Z an hour. Now, how are they going, do you all have, like, modules or tools or formulas and formats set up to, like, develop them, you know, not just...
Well, let me see if Star can at least try to address that.
Boy, I gotta tell you, Harold, yeah. Sasha, I was just chomping at the bit while you were asking that question. What an excellent, excellent, excellent question. What Sasha's talking about is an external and an internal diversity and inclusion program. And when I talk to CEOs and HR professionals in public sector and the private sector, we talk about how you, one, recruit diverse individuals into your company, but two, how you make a culture that is inclusive for them once they're there. And so it's a two-pillar approach. And the employers that we have partnered with across the country have made a commitment to that two-prong approach. So, yes, the short answer to Sasha's question is, yes, indeed. What happens is we bring you into a new job opportunity, but then the internal pillar has to kick in. And there is where you have other like-minded individuals that may or may not be in sync with your diverse category, but they are committed to diversity and inclusion. And you will find that there are programs in place within the corporation that will foster the diversity and inclusion program that they are advocating for their company. And I just think that she put her finger on really one of the biggest issues is, once you get hired, how are you made to feel a part of the culture of the organization?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we have, one, addressed, and two, really partner with companies that have made a commitment both externally and internally.
Sasha, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about diversity and careers. We're talking about, how does diversity affect the modern professional? So please give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, talking to attorney and TV personality Star Jones. So Star, here's the reality that a lot of people need to understand when it comes to diversity issues. And talk to me about, I think, the attitude that a lot of people need to understand when they go in for that interview. Because a lot of times you may have some organizations that they'll tell you straight out, we're hiring the black guy, or we're hiring, you know, the black woman, or we're hiring the gay woman, because we are trying to address our diversity issues. Should the applicant have a problem with that?
Well, you know what it is? I get a lot of a star. All we want to do is hire for meritocracy. And let me be straight with you. My head usually spins around on my neck and pea soup starts coming out of my mouth. Because when you hear you're only trying to hire for meritocracy, that's code for we're going to fish in the same pond that we're used to fishing in. What we have tried to do is to say, if you fish in the same pond, don't be surprised if you eat salmon for the rest of your life. The goal is to open up people's ideas of what is diversity, first of all, to get into those seven categories that I outlined in the beginning, but to look at different places for access for diversity. And let me just give you an example. I went out to Silicon Valley to have this very serious discussion with members of the tech community. And I met with a number of very high-end corporations in the tech community, and they gave me the meritocracy argument. Yet they had never recruited at the HBCUs. They had never recruited amongst, say, the black engineering societies of the different colleges and universities, the Ivy League colleges and universities, or the HBCUs, or even the state universities. And I have a young nephew myself who actually is at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and he is a computer science major. He's graduating this year, and he's not been recruited by the technology companies because they don't fish in that pond. And he's at an HBCU. And so what we've tried to do is to open the idea of what qualified candidates are and where you can locate them. And that's one of the reasons why we're having this diversity career fair right here in the DMV.
Okay. Now, where online can people who are interested in attending find this information?
You can go straight to www.prodivnet.com.
One more time, please.
www.prodivnet.com. That's PRODIVNET.com, as in Professional Diversity Network.
Okay, we'll be talking about that.
I will be here tomorrow.
That's right. Bells and whistles, of course. So we want to make sure that you are in good health. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this diversity issue. And if you're on the phone, and that includes Eugene calling from White Marsh, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will take your call on the other side of this break. The phone number, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about diversity in the workplace on the other side. Stay with us.